That revelation came Monday night from Quincy Mayor Kyle Moore during a meeting of the city council. Moore said the administration is studying how to internally handle the collection and is looking at how much the service would cost. He added that more people would have to be hired if the city decides to handle pickups. Afterwards, Moore said that the idea came to him after last month's town hall meeting.
One of the things that was pretty clear to me is people still want yard waste pickup provided to them. So our current bid would only provide a drop-off site, but some residents obviously don't have a truck, would not have the means to take it down there. So we are putting a price together for the city to deliver that service, but there will be, most likely be a fee. We're also reaching out to a couple of the bidder companies that did bid other things in the solid waste RFP to see if they would have an interest.
Moore says that more details may be available when the Garbage and Recycling Committee meets December 17th. The council gave a first reading to an ordinance that would set the city's tax levy for the next fiscal year. Right now, the city's share of the total property tax levy set to increase by nearly 14%, or about $38 a year. Fourth Ward Alderman Mike Farha said he plans to amend the ordinance in the next 2 weeks to either reduce that hike or eliminate it through budget cuts and using reserve funds. Farha wasn't available after the meeting, and Moore says he hasn't seen details from Farha, but welcomes his input. He also warned about relying on reserves.
The further along we go where we keep utilizing reserves instead of utilizing our tax levy to pay our pensions, that number is going to increase every year, and we've seen it now increase from 4% to almost 8% to now 14%.
The levy is set to be approved on the 17th and must be approved by the end of the year. The Quincy City Council has narrowly ratified a 3-year contract with its central service and airport maintenance workers. The council voted 7-all last night to approve the contract with the International Association of Machinist and Aerospace Workers Lodge 822, with Mayor Kyle Moore breaking the tie. Contracts similar to other deals approved by the council with other city departments. That includes a 2% raise the first year, followed by 2.25% and a 2.75% raise in the other 2 years. The contract also continues the practice of the city buying back some accumulated vacation time from senior employees. That provision was in the last contract approved in 2015. The union also represents the city's animal control department, police records, and water department clerks. Union membership approved the deal in July by 5 votes. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.